I'm Quentin Stille, and this is live from Studio A. I'm very pleased to welcome Gin Street. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well.
Doing good.
Excellent, excellent. Now, lead vocals is Gabe Naughton. Why don't you introduce the rest of the band?
Rest of the band, Cedar Corey Flatto on bass, Jacob Wynn on guitar.
Hi.
And Nedwin Guffler on drums.
There's a silent H.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Silent H. Excellent. Excellent. And how long you guys been playing as Gin Street?
2-3 years, something like that.
As Gin Street, like 2 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
It morphed out of the ashes of a very bad ska band.
Very bad ska band. I actually saw you guys live, I believe, in 2014 in a basement, and now it's 2016, and you're playing on the basement.
We don't go very far.
Yeah.
Similar.
We don't have a car or anything.
Similar musical circumstances. Oh, man. And then you guys have some shows coming up, I believe, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, April 1st at the Barrel Room, and then April 2nd at Studio 15, both in Duluth. And then April 4th, Memory Lanes all the way down in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a bowling alley, but it doubles as a concert venue?
Oh, yeah. I think Monday nights they have some sort of punk night going on, so we're going to be there. We're going to be playing.
Good stuff, good stuff. And you recently released Model Homes. Is this your first full-length, or?
Yes, this is our first full-length record.
And all the priors were 7 inches, I believe you had,
a
couple of splits, and you've been journeyman, you've been around.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a fair share. I mean, we had one EP before this that was supposed to be prepped on tape, but then that never happened, and yeah. So this is basically our first release.
Well, now that we've all kind of introduced ourselves, why don't you play your, I guess, introduction song?
All right.
What you got for us?
Here we go. This is a song called Pop Culture Reference. It's off of that EP that never got released. So here we go. Second time I felt worn out and weak. I'm always lying through my teeth to get what I need to keep the ones I love away from me. And I'm writing this song in a bathtub at 4:30 in the morning at a hotel in Superior. Half drunk and wholly confused, sitting in a hotel room, it's coming on you. But I'm not drunk enough to say anything, and I'm not good enough to help you. You're not drunk enough to stop me, and I'm not good enough for you. And I think we both attach too much cosmic significance to unimportant and trivial events. And I mean everything I say. Hanging out by a thread. Out by a thread. I sold you in Bay Spencer bars, like blood forces of rap houses and in backseats of cars. Between blue moons, gas station parking lots, and cigarettes. Said that you love my American spirit more than you love anything else. Anything else. Anything else. Anything. I've been up here for months. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Maybe you weren't listening. Maybe I could not accept it. Still in the God is dead. That there is nothing for us here. We have been talking to ourselves. That's when the breath of God had that drink for so long.
Street live from Studio A. That was a competent form of what pop culture reference and Whiter Tulips, the single off your latest album, Model Homes. And I suppose on the topic of that, kind of wanted to ask you about the themes of Model Homes as it applies to Gin Street as a whole. The record kind of seemed a little autobiographical, but also metaphorical in your take. So I guess the question is, what does home mean to Gin Street?
Yeah, you want to take this one, Ned?
I got this one.
So, you got this.
So home is about finding the place where you know you belong regardless of the surroundings that you're brought up in. It's finding about your own direction. And for all that's involved, probably one of the biggest things is working in the restaurant industry, finding our home within creating these dishes that we can feel, we can touch and see and taste. It's about sensory experience of everything that makes you accept what you can do and accept what you can become.
I used to work at Quiznos, and that was the perfect example of that.
Yeah, he made sandwiches, and I still make sandwiches.
Yep.
The only person who doesn't make sandwiches is Cedar, so he still has to find his home.
That's just because he's a dishwasher.
But he'll get there.
Someday, if sandwiches is the home. And yeah, I mean, what the intro track of Model Homes, Home is What You Make It, kind of that. What about house sitting? You guys mentioned that a couple of times. That's where I think almost the autobiographical part of the record comes in. Did any of you actually house sit?
Ned and I both did at my girlfriend's house for a couple of weeks while her dad was out of town. And we were in a hardcore band then. And we recorded some demos, and It was basically about us getting real drunk and recording some hardcore demos and doing that.
Did those demos then make it onto Model Homes?
No, they did not. That was a different band, but that experience was just something that I really enjoyed.
And on the note of house sitting, Gabe's girlfriend is out of town again, so we're both house sitting Gabe's own house.
Yep.
But I am helping him as he does not have the stones to do it by himself, and that's what we're here for, and that's what home is about.
Excellent. So is that kind of the house sitting feeling then?
Yeah, man. It's just about, you know, friends sticking together, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much about it.
Now, is that kind of almost what Gin Street's about as well?
I'd say so, yeah.
He'd say so, yeah. Four buds playing tunes.
Love of smoked salmon. Yeah. Also smoked salmon.
Also smoked salmon. I feel like that might be a different story. Would you like to play a cut off Model Homes, potentially?
Yeah.
We've talked enough about it, yeah.
Yeah. This next song is called Plastic Fruit.
It is also about food.
Setting feeling went away. Any bad nap, it was only for a week. I wouldn't give that week up for anything. Of course, if I could,
was Gin Street with Plastic Fruit, another cut off Model Homes. And one of the lyrics from that, what kind of racing bike was that, Gabe?
It's a Raleigh.
And you rode that all the way up to Hawks Ridge.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, that's a great view up there. And I take it that's kind of your perspective. I'm curious, do any other members of Gin Street kind of have a similar place in Duluth that kind of gets the blood pumping, or really, I guess, feels evocative of home or a place?
I mean, for me and Gabe, we both, and Cedar, have all worked down Canal Park. I mean, it's very scenic down there, and you get to see and experience the whole lake right there, and you just feel the force of that nature coming at you that we have found our home in. And through that, you know, working at these local restaurants and making what we want to make in this food and making the music that we want to make, we found at the center of the city in Canal Park in downtown, we have allowed that to become our place that we associate with this band and what we have to offer and feel as we make these things.
And I work at a morgue, so that's where I like to be.
That gets your blood pumping at a morgue?
Oh, yeah. He's the only one there.
Well,
the only one, in a certain sense. The only one whose blood is pumping.
Yes. See, that makes me feel alive being surrounded by dead people. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's kind of a weird irony there. You also work at a morgue.
Yeah, well, we both did. He replaced me after I left. It's very dusty in the back room.
I'm just trying to find the connection between sandwiches and morgues, but...
There's more than you would think.
You know, we might have to talk about that later at some point.
Oh, we'll be happy to come back.
Though, yeah... It's understandable, though, that you kind of feel at home at the center of the city. Isn't Studio 15 is relatively in the heart of downtown, and that's been a great artist space just in terms of playing shows and whatnot for, I don't want to call it the punk scene because there's so much more than that, but...
The music scene.
The
independent music scene.
There we go.
The self-made music scene, which is something that we've always wanted to be a part of. Being at Studio 15, we started renting there a little over a year ago, and that's given us the opportunity to start allowing these people who have their independent music to be heard and allow themselves to broadcast what they have to show. And we have shows there three, four times a month, and it's a great opportunity for local bands to get exposure. It's a great time for everyone to connect at an all ages venue, and we're really proud of the work that we do there.
No, indeed, Duluth especially. But do you guys plan on branching out further than the Minnesotas? Is there going to be a Model Homes tour?
There is, and it's happening in May.
Ooh.
May 19th through the 27th.
Stay tuned for that post homegrown. Excellent. Now, do you think you'll ever play any tracks from Model Homes in a Model Home?
I would hope to. I think we...
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of model home venues around, but...
That's true. The title did come from Arrested Development, right?
Yeah,
it did. So we need to go to California and do that.
Are there any Arrested Development references on the record?
There's a lot if you look for them.
I have opened Pandora's box right there.
You really have. It's pretty bad.
I guess I wasn't looking, but now I'll have to scrub through it again. I'll have to scrub through
it
again.
They're pretty deep.
No,
pretty obscure, no big deal.
Gotcha. Maybe I'll hear one. If you guys want to kick off with another track, I'll listen intently.
Oh, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
All right.
Which one's this?
The song's called Honest.
Right on KUMD. was honest, a rollicking performance. You couldn't see it at home, but there were CDs falling off the shelves, and it was.
We're really sorry about that.
That's been happening.
No,
we'll pick them up.
We will help.
The room is feeling the energy you guys are giving off, so call it a win.
All these artists are throwing themselves at us right now,
at our feet, no less.
Yeah, it's very uplifting. It really boosts the ego.
I could see that. Oh man, and I don't want to pivot, but I didn't notice a lot of the Arrested Development references on the record, but there was a fair amount of I guess religious undertones to the record and overtones in the form of what Lucifer's agents, or there was stuff on Whiter Tulips as well as many other I guess lyrics peppered throughout Model Homes. Without getting I guess too personal, I'm curious how that kind of applies to Gin Street as a whole.
Mostly. It's kind of about losing faith in God, the record itself, I guess. It's about losing faith in God and getting faith in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it's about at its core, and that's what a lot of the lyrics are.
And you probably could argue that that's an extension of home or something to that effect, yeah?
Pretty much. Just, you know, do your own stuff.
Do your own stuff.
Do your own stuff. That's...
Yeah.
Gin Street motto right there. I don't think I'll see a record or an album titled that yet.
That's,
but like,
that's next one. It's in the works.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was the title of the unreleased EP.
We've got a lot of those.
Mostly titles.
Do you ever plan on like releasing some B-sides or like just an actual B-side tape?
I think someday.
We have one recorded that we can release at this point.
Yeah.
That's it. So far, I'm sure we're gonna not like a lot of future things.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be lots of cheap material coming at everybody, for sure.
There's more stuff coming.
Interesting, a sequel to Model Homes. Are you guys gonna see how the tour goes and then kind of get back to the lab or whatever? Or?
Yeah, we're writing our next record right now. It's like 13 tracks right now.
Wow.
And we're gonna keep plugging away at it.
You're gonna keep releasing on a cassette. That's the most interesting thing. Like the only physical form of your album is a cassette.
I would like to do that. Yeah. It's cheaper than vinyl. It's better than CDs. You know.
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
Yeah, and you have that tangibility going. Good stuff. Exactly. Good stuff.
That analog sound and all.
That the kids and the cats Bugs. Love. Cool. Oh, man, do you have one more for us? Oh, wait, I forgot to mention you guys are playing Homegrown this year, right?
We are playing Homegrown.
Yeah, Wednesday at Beaner's Central with Tenants, Pizza Ghost, and there was one more, or is that the full lineup?
Yes, This Is Now.
This Is Now.
That's the other band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yeah, totally flew over my head.
Yep.
And then this isn't your first Homegrown, though, is it?
This is our second?
I think we played Probe last year, right?
Yeah.
Is that where we
that was no, that,
or
was
that was the Winter
Fiasco.
That's
so
right.
This is our second and a half Homegrown.
Second and a half Homegrown. Any survival tips for any potential artists or concert goers listening right now?
Drink.
Don't expect too much.
Drink water.
The lower your expectations are, the happier you will be with the outcome for the performers and the concert goers and the venue owners.
And with your life.
Sometimes it can get hairy. It's nice to just be able to...
To shave the hair.
To shave the hair.
It's a very utilitarian or even-handed approach to Homegrown.
All right, we're very hands-on.
Oh, indeed. Now, do you have one more for us, or any closing words?
I mean, we can do one more.
We could.
No, we're going to do one more song for you guys, and that song is going to be a song called Simple.
Okay.
We are going to do the song Simple.
We haven't rehearsed this.
In a while.
In a while.
We've never rehearsed it before.
All right, let's get into it.
Back from the place. Cochran. Along with the rest.
KUMD Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. That was Gin Street with Simple. And today's Live from Studio A was produced by myself, Christine Dean, Lauren Flavin, Aaron Welch, Cheyenne Vavrina, as well as other KUMD volunteers. And to check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD, The Basement. Thanks for listening.